Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
The 63rd staging of the Dembe Agricultural, Industrial and Food Show will be held July 31 to August 2 at the Dembe Showground in Clarendon. Stay with us to find out what's in store for this year's staging. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Thanks for waking up with us.
The Accountant General's Department is advising all Jamaican government pensioners that as of October 2014, life certificates, checks, and pay advice will be mailed to pensioners in new pressure sealed envelopes. Simply remove the perforated edges of the envelopes to access the information. With the new format, pensioners can expect to receive their life certificates, checks, and pay advice sooner each month. The information for each document remains the same. The Accountant General's Department, touching the life of every Jamaican.
The Dembe Agricultural, Industrial and Food Show is one of Jamaica's iconic events. It attracts over 80,000 patrons annually. This year, the show is being celebrated as one of the Jamaica Agricultural Society's 100th and 20th anniversary events under the theme, Grow What We Eat, Eat What We Grow, Making Agriculture Sustainable.
The surplus or the profits from this year's event will again be reinvested in the development of the showground in our quest to have the venue used on an all year round basis in our march to develop a Dembe city on the 52 acres of land.
President of the Jamaica Agricultural Society, Senator Norman Grant. Friday, July 31 will be the Governor General's Day and Youth Day and features the National Farm Queen Coronation. Saturday, August 1 is designated Minister of Agriculture and Fisheries Day and features Digicel Rising Stars and Ambassadors. Sunday, August 2 is the Prime Minister's Day and one of the highlights of the day is the Jamaica Broilers Gospel Show. The features for this year's staging include Dembe Hub concepts, competitions and other traditional displays.
This year, we're adding the Business Clinic, which is a new feature. We have the Registrar of Companies and a number of other agencies who will be in one place to share with those who come to Dembe who want to start their own businesses, how to start from the formation of companies into the areas of sourcing of funds and also operation.
There will be a special emphasis in the livestock display.
We expect that over 400 heads of small animals, which is sheep and goat, will be there, which will record the largest number of small ruminants to attend the Dembe show. We also expect large numbers of cattle to be at the show.
Among the highlights of this year's show will be the Roger Clark Food Court, the Jamaica Agricultural Society JAS 120th Anniversary Corner, a livestock auction, the induction of the late Roger Clark into the JAS Hall of Fame, and the Nutraceutical and Agricultural App competitions.
We will be having a big event for the attraction of our youth. And this is called the Agro App competition, which will seek to enhance the Dembe experience by implementing a marketing campaign building around an agricultural application. This is designed to increase a number of youth attending the show, and Digicel is on board to promote this with us.
President of the Jamaica Agricultural Society, Senator Norman Grant. Admission is $800 for adults and $300 for children. And now for our proverb of the day.
Bird fly too fast, fly past him nest.
And this means everything should be done in moderation. Take the time to do things properly, going through all the stages and phases. That's where we end today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers. Do have a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.